we were having a conversation off the air a few minutes ago and realized that Amy and I kind of disagree about something. And so we wanted to bring it to you so that we could establish that I'm right and that she's not. And it all has to do with this recent inappropriate interaction, digital interaction, between a teacher and a student. And so we have Dave Cawley here with KSL News Radio. Dave, give us an idea of what happened, how this came about with this teacher and student.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting situation. You had this teacher's aide at a charter school up in Weber County who apparently worked as a, I guess the police are saying, as a monitor in the lunchroom. And as part of that duty, got to know this 14-year-old girl and obtained her Snapchat account. And so they start trading messages between each other over Snapchat. And somehow, as is the case in these kinds of situations, other students get wind of what's going on, even though Snapchat is supposed to be very secret, right?
Yeah, we've shared several times.
Well, and many of these Snapchats were very inappropriate.
Right.
They weren't just, hey, how you doing? Great!
So it progressed.
Yes.
And some of the other students who were seeing this apparently became so concerned that they went to the school administration and said, this is not right. You've got a guy in a position of trust here who's involved with this 14-year-old girl. The school fired this individual, Zachary Arrington, and notified the Weber County Sheriff's Office. They started an investigation from there, obtained some warrants to go search the phones, and apparently were able to recover images, right, that they had been sending to each other. And in their interviews, these charges that were filed today say that Arrington actually admitted to meeting this girl outside of school several times, even planning to go over to her house when her parents weren't there. He's only 20. She's 14.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of in that area where, you know, he's not a 50-year-old teacher or something, but he's an adult. She's a child.
He's an administrator.
Well, he's somebody who, as a teacher's aide, you know, he wasn't leading the class, but he has close interaction with students.
Yes.
And it's enough that in the eyes of police, in the eyes of the law, that's a pretty severe violation of that trust.
And so now he's facing counts including sexual exploitation of a minor and obstruction of justice. And we say he's only 20, but to me, there's a huge difference between a relationship between a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Absolutely.
And a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old, because Jay and I both have kids around that age.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he is not a student.
Yeah, well exactly. And you have somebody who the parents are supposed to trust, right? And that's the big issue here. The school hires somebody to help out, and the expectation is that person is going to be at the highest possible level of ethics. You want people who have interaction with kids, especially young kids, to be totally above board. And when these kind of situations come to light, it really undermines that. And you can understand why the law takes such a serious look at it, because there can't be tolerance of those kinds of relationships between adults and children.
Now, you did have a chat with Weber County Sheriff's Lieutenant Lane Finley about this, and he said that he realizes social media can be a problem and that they need to report anything inappropriate.
Obviously, with kids and teenagers, you know, there's so much that goes on with social media, and you know, we just always encourage everyone that if they're seeing something inappropriate or they get information about something, to not hesitate to come forward. There's this Friends Hotline that was just implemented in Weber County where kids can anonymously text information that will go to law enforcement and school officials, so they don't even have to give their name, but they can at least give us a heads up, you know, if there's a threat or there's something going on that's not right.
Which is great, which is what happened here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what's fascinating about this case in particular. You have social media in one way enabling the activity, but then at the same time coming in and undoing it.
Yeah.
Because the students who saw it were able to take that information that was shared and bring it to the authorities.
And we talked about this with Snapchat before. These photos don't disappear. Someone can take a screenshot. Unlikely
it's
the girl
illusion
did that. But someone can come up to the girl and take a photo with their phone.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the police, when they, you know, they get a warrant, they go seize the phone, they're able to use forensic tools that are not available to you and I,
mm-hmm.
that can find cached files, that can find, you know, deleted photos, that kind of thing. And so just because you think you are operating in this kind of secret realm doesn't necessarily mean you are.
All right. Thanks so much. Dave Cawley reporting to us from the KSL newsroom. And this story got us all talking here at KSL because we all have kids in schools. And is this appropriate ever to have a teacher communicating with your kid privately through any form? So we can talk texting, email, private messages on Facebook, private messages on Twitter, Snapchat, you name them. There are a million ways that teachers and other people in administrative positions at schools can communicate privately to your student. I don't see a time when that ever needs to be done without a parent being involved. And because I'm saying, okay, if a teacher has to text my student, my child, could I just not be in on the text? Like, is that difficult? Is there ever a time when a private communication has to happen between my student and a teacher on social media?
I say absolutely, all the time.
When does that have to happen?
Last night, 10 o'clock, last night, my daughter comes home from a basketball game. She's got math homework to do. She is confused about the assignment. She texts her math teacher at 10 o'clock and he, being the great teacher that he is, clarifies the assignment. She gets it done.
She can't ask last a friend night, who's in the class?
She asked the teacher. What is the issue there? I mean, to me, what we're doing here is we're saying because of the actions of the few, you can't use this research. You can't use this resource. Because right now, it's already against the law to do what this guy did. There's already rules against it. So we're going to live in this fantasy land that says, okay, we'll make it against the rules for teachers to do it and students to do it, and then they won't do it. It's already against the rules to do what he did. It's already against the rules to have these types of relationships using social media and things like that, and it still happens. So to me, making additional rules and limiting the tools for teachers gives you a false sense of security, and it doesn't solve any problems.